Alrighty, we are live.
So we should probably say good morning.
Good morning. Alright, we are all set. We're playing with some new stuff. So, first off, for everybody who's here, this is Fusion TV. We do this every 2 weeks at Java Grounds on 83rd Avenue and Deer Valley. Yeah, I almost messed it up again. So, let's talk a little bit about what Fusion TV is and why, you know, why we do what we do. We put together Fusion TV, or Fusion in general, as an idea to, we started off basically as a mastermind group. We got together to see what we could do to bounce ideas off of each other, help each other's businesses. We had some very similar clients, so we wanted to see what we could do to actually grow both of our businesses together, and it worked so well that we decided we wanted to share it out to everybody else in the world. And we've got our mixers, and then Fusion TV is the next piece of that.
Right. So. And Fusion TV, we've been broadcasting, how long has it been now? I think our first show
November?
Was back in
November.
Actually, I think our first show was back in October.
Was it? Okay.
Our first mixer was in November. So
this is true. We did the show before the mixer.
We've been going for quite a ways here. We've got a great following, and I know several of our regular viewers are on today. You mentioned that you saw them on there.
Yes.
So great to have you back, as always.
It's always a lot of fun.
It is.
Let's talk a little bit about what the whole point behind this is. We wanted to share this out with everybody else out there, the idea of the mastermind concept, positive mindset, positive business growth. You know, in today's world, people are kind of scared about what's going on. And, I mean, today, and the funny thing is that right now, it's the best time to be in business. I mean, you've got tons of opportunity out there. And like I like to call it, it's the calling of the herd. The people that aren't willing to go that extra mile, they're the ones that are going to suffer. And those of us that are ready to really step it up are the ones that are growing. And that's what really a lot of this is about.
Right. And it's always great to brainstorm with other people, especially like-minded people, to help you come up with ideas that you may not have ever thought of, to support you in, some of even your marketing efforts, some of the growth of your business, some of just, again, having multiple people around you that have that same mindset, they're wanting to grow their business too, so that you can do some collaborative efforts together, you can help each other grow your businesses and move forward, definitely.
And have fun while you're doing it.
And have fun while you're doing it.
That's kind of a really big thing with us. We want to have fun with what we're doing. That's kind of the key. I mean, you really need to have fun. We're really big
into...
Have fun
or go home.
Yeah, pretty much. If you're not having fun, get out, pretty much. Yeah. Let's go ahead and talk about sponsors. I want to thank a few people. Number one, Java Grounds, obviously. They're the ones that let us come in here and take over half of their building every 2 weeks.
Right, and they're actually pretty busy this morning.
They were really busy. Yeah, we pulled up. I was really kind of worried that we weren't going to have a spot. We were going to be stuck in the corner or something.
Well, and I actually had to talk to a couple people having a meeting here just to kind of give them a heads up. Let them know that when the video crew came in and started setting up the cameras and pointing right at them, we didn't want to scare them, but at least give them a heads up. And usually that's enough to say, okay, we're finding another table.
that's a good way to say, you're welcome to stay. You can be on the show. We don't mind. If you don't want to be on the internet everywhere talking about everything, then you might want to move.
Most of them scoot pretty quick. They hear video camera or Terry starts setting up, which brings us to Terry, who is just our awesome videographer. And if you guys are looking for anybody to do video, anything, he's having his breakfast sandwich.
Yes.
We keep telling him here at Java Grounds they need to rename their breakfast sandwiches Fusion breakfast sandwiches, because I think we eat a lot of them. Every time we're here.
Every time we're here. But yeah, so Terry is our videographer, TakeOneWebVideoProductions.com. He always does an awesome job. I can't say enough about him. He does all of my seminars and workshops and everything. He's helped me out. I actually put together a mini video studio, and he gave me some great ideas, came over and helped me with the lighting and stuff like that. I always got to thank Terry for that. If you're looking for getting video for either web or any of that kind of stuff, Definitely give him a holler. Again, it's Terry Larson from TakeOneWebVideoProductions.com.
Well, and like I always say, he can put together a great one-minute commercial for your business.
Talk about that one.
We have always had such a hard time, you know, being a gift concierge service. We have so many people saying, okay, what exactly is it? What do you guys do to really get that across to somebody in 30 seconds or whatever? And Terry came out and shot a bunch of video with me, with my husband, who's our sales and marketing director, took a bunch of still photos that we had and incorporated it all together and put together an amazing one-minute commercial that...
You look professional.
It did. Yeah. It even made us look good. So he can make us look good. He can make anybody look well. So, you know, we have that on our website. We have it out on our Facebook. We have it. It's on YouTube. It's all over the place. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. That was probably one of the best things that we got done this year, is to be able to have that really educates people of what we're doing. So.
Very cool. All right, so who else do you think?
We don't want to forget Cindy, although we can't hardly see her. She's like three tables away from us. They were so busy this morning, she couldn't set up.
She's clear on the other side, so she's going to have to like wave her hand from the distance in order to
put out anything. The coffee shop will be wondering, what in the world is she doing over there waving at those people?
But she does all the tech back end and monitors all the chat and all that kind of stuff. So, hi, Cindy. We see you, sort of. I see the top of your head.
I think we run a couple second delay, so in a minute she might smile and
wave
back.
This is true. So, alrighty. Who else? Let's talk about the Mixer next week.
Mixer next week at Fox and Hound, Wednesday night from 6 to 9 p.m.
So if you are, if you are in the Phoenix area, you're not in the Phoenix area, get on a plane, come out and join us anyway. But if you're in the Phoenix area, up at Arrowhead, 83rd Avenue, and is it Mariner, I think is where it is. It's just south of Bell Road. Basically, from the theater, you can see it. It's really easy. But yeah, I mean, they've been awesome with us.
They have.
We've got the upstairs room. They let us have that every 2 weeks. The service has been amazing. The girls in there, they're really on top of it.
Plenty of room for growth.
Yeah.
We have new people every time. I'm always amazed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're probably getting five or six new people every
at a minimum.
Mixer. Yeah.
At a minimum.
And it's really cool with that. And it's cool. One of the things that I noticed, and I wanted to kind of bring this up today, is that I've noticed that our group has really evolved to exactly what we really wanted it to, that whole mastermind concept. I'm seeing people that are coming in that are brand new. I mean, they're just starting their business, first networking event. They've never been to anything before. Coming in, and you can tell the terror in their eyes, you know, that first-timer syndrome.
Right.
And I'll introduce them to a couple of people, and I'm like, let me show you a couple of people, get you comfortable with them. And I get them into a group of people who've been around for a while, and I know they're good networkers.
Right. Right.
And they start talking about, okay, this is what I do. I just started my business. And people are just bombarding them with
ideas
of where to advertise and some marketing ideas and people they need to meet and just tons of stuff.
Right.
And they're coming out going, wow, I've never seen anything like this. This was amazing.
And I'll be back.
Yes. And the funny thing about it is I get people who've, we actually had somebody last week who was dreading coming.
Right.
And it was so funny because we found out somebody had told her, and I don't remember who it was. Do you remember if somebody else had mentioned that she should come check our group out?
I think it was Alana.
Okay, so that's Alana. Right. You're right. It was Alana. So we have to thank Alana for that. But this girl comes in, and she told us that she had been dreading coming because she hates most mixers.
Right.
So the whole, you know, here's my card, here's what I do, here's how wonderful I am, and here's why you should buy my services. And she didn't really want that. But she kept getting bombarded in the fact that she needed to come. She came, and she was like, this is so different than anything I've ever seen before. I love it. It was great. I had an awesome time. I met some really good people. I will definitely be back, which that's what we wanted.
And the majority of people that come, they do have that mindset of, what can we do to help each other grow?
Yeah.
Helping others with ideas. They're getting ideas for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's really become pretty much exactly what we wanted from the get-go.
Exactly,
so,
and that's the cool thing about it. I mean, it's nice to see this evolve. Really what we wanted. We didn't want just a regular everyday mixer. You know, it's not that whole show up, here's my card, give me your card, let's leave. I mean, which is what you see at a lot of these other events.
Right.
it's like you walk around the room and you see these groups of like four or five people, and they're all brainstorming.
Right.
They all have their own little baby mastermind going on, and that's what we wanted, and it's working out really well. So if you can come next Wednesday from 6 to 9 o'clock, no cost, no 30-second commercials, no pitches for anything, just come in, bring a lot of business cards and a great attitude, and a friend, and just hang out with us, have fun. And if you can only come in for a half an hour, that's perfectly fine.
Right.
Anytime between 6 and actually like 9:30.
I think we had one guy that you were connected to mm-hmm. that's been wanting to come. He had five
Steve.
Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped in for the first 5 minutes, met a couple people, and he had to go because he had another commitment. But I know that when he left, the first thing he said is that he would be back
yeah.
as well.
Yeah,
so.
And he did. As a matter of fact, he sent me a message. I'm pretty sure he's going to be there next week
right.
also.
Right.
So, yeah, come in and join us. It'll be great. Cindy posted a little thing on here. I do want to go ahead and point this out, that if you are not logged into Ustream, you can actually create an account real quick and join the conversation. You can ask questions and all that kind of stuff. We do like questions as we're going through with this. So I think that covers all the housekeeping kind of stuff.
So
well, let's move on to what's up.
What's up?
What's up with you?
We have been incredibly busy. You know, this last week, week and a half, really, our focus has been really fine-tuning, looking at who our target market is. So that
was Bob.
Right, it was Bob. We knew that conversation would come up today. I learned a lot about who Bob is. And by Bob, Eli does a lot of teaching about Bob being the marketing guy of who is your target customer. If you know who Bob is, your target customer, and you have a definition, you know, is Bob male or female? Well, Bob usually sounds like he'd be more male, but he could be either one. It could be both with your target. You know, does Bob work for a company, or is Bob just a general consumer? You know, but once you know that who Bob is, and the more you know about Bob, the easier it is for you to direct your messages, your marketing, your conversations, whether it be in social media or anything else, to Bob, to get Bob's attention. So, and grow your business. So we've done a lot of discussion between myself, my sales and marketing director, our gift consultants, of who is Bob, what are we looking for, where are we growing to. So we've changed a few little subtle things on our website. We're really getting into blogging. After what's been about a year and a half, I took your course and said that I needed to do blogging.
Something like that.
So, we've been doing a lot of blogging this week and got a few loaded up for the next few weeks. So we got some really good stuff coming out. Just been busy as all get out. Made it through Mother's Day, which is a good thing. We had a really great Mother's Day. And just moving forward.
Yep.
Having fun and moving forward. So
good.
Yeah.
Lots of fun stuff.
How about you?
Crazy busy, lining up more speaking gigs. That's still been a big thing with me. We're trying to figure out what's going on, because I did line up, I'm working with Clubby, and they just are moving.
Right.
Not really sure where that's going. I'm really hoping that we end up making a long-term relationship, because there's some great people over there, and the concept of what they're doing is amazing. It's great for entrepreneurs. And then I mentioned at the beginning that I am working on building our own little video recording studio in the house, so I completely demolished my entire office and moved everything around. It's amazing where you've got this great big area, and you decide you have to fit everything into half that much space, because the other half has to be room for the actual video recording side of things.
Right.
But Terry came over and helped me set up and get some ideas for setting up lighting and how we can set that all up. And then when you and Mike came over and helped us actually hang all the parts and pieces, and we had some hanging from the ceiling. And
did a test recording.
And did a test recording. It was pretty fun. And yeah, it looks really good. It's working out really well. So I'm going to be doing a lot more what we call talking head videos, which are basically me in front of the camera talking. And that's kind of weird for me. That's kind of the fun thing, that it is new, because of the fact that I'm used to doing live workshops and seminars. I have no problem speaking in front of a group there. And if I'm doing like a recorded screencast, so I'm recording a demo of how something works, those I have no problems with. But actually talking by myself in front of a camera, it's kind of weird, you know. And so I'm getting over that one, but it's
a little different than driving in your car and yes. recording your video if you're just sitting in front of the camera as well.
Yeah, and that's with the driving your marketing. You know, I'm focused on driving and I'm just talking while I'm doing that, so that makes a bit of a difference too. So this is kind of a new thing for me also.
Now you're driving, your marketing is not going to go into your studio.
No, the car won't fit.
So driving your marketing kind of needs to be driving at this point.
Yeah.
It's branded.
Exactly. So we're still keeping those on. We're working on the podcast. We're having a little bit of a glitch on that, so we're getting that figured out because all of a sudden our feed stopped working and we're not sure why. So we're working on that. Let's see, what else we have going on? I'm working on a new video series that's going to be coming out hopefully by the end of next month by the time it's done. We're doing 3-minute videos. I'm actually doing this with Dave Sherman. He's got his 3-minute networking videos, and then I'm going to be doing a series purely on social media. So you'll get to know more about that pretty soon. So every week you'll get a video that's 3 minutes long. That's a social media tip, trick, idea type of thing. So those are going to be kind of fun. Let's see. I think that pretty much covers it. I mean, just cleaning up a lot of stuff. We're still in the process of rebuilding our site. And we're almost finished with that one, and then we get to move on to the other 3 sites.
Well, and I think we're going to probably end up doing some videos here and getting those out, too. I know that's something that Mike had been talking
yes.
about for quite a while, and seeing you put together and set up a studio and do the things you need to do is, you know, it's definitely inspiring us with ideas of what we can do.
Yeah, and it's really fun. It really
right.
is. And that's not one thing. I mean, that it really isn't difficult to set that stuff up, especially when you've got great guys like Terry helping me out with that. That was a huge, huge help. I would imagine,
correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're also doing video, whether it's on your own or with Terry or something like that, your personality is shining through and your customers can relate to you versus it's a written blog, we're doing that, and personality shows through. I see the difference in the ones my husband writes versus the ones that I write, and there's definitely a different flavor and personality.
Yes.
But in video, it really shines.
Oh yeah,
so.
and it's huge, and it's. I mean, we've talked about this too. Like just from us doing the show, we get a lot of people that come back and are like, you know, they'll come to one of our mixers or they'll meet us, you know, even here at another coffee shop or something, and they're like, I feel like I know you so much. I mean, we even had that at Gelly's. Networking Phoenix event
right.
where somebody who I'm connected to on Facebook, and I don't remember if she's watched the show or not, but I know she's connected with me there and she's seen some of my videos, and she's also a fan of the Marketing Mentor page and all these other things. She comes up to me and says, I just wanted to say hi, we've never actually got a chance to meet, and it was so fun. You know, that kind of stuff is cool, and it's cool because we get more and more of those, especially with the show and what we each do on our social media world and all these other things. I mean, we have raving fans that we've never actually met, and it's so fun when you actually get to meet that person in
right.
you know, face to face.
Right. Well, and I have one that we've been going back and forth and trying to set up a time to get together for lunch and get to know each other, which if you're in business, you need to be getting to know
right.
people. Sitting
right.
down, having a cup of coffee, getting to know somebody. And we've been trying to set up lunch for quite some time, but we've been talking on Facebook for a very long time but never actually met.
Right.
And I was in Next Coffee the other day for a meeting and was getting ready to leave, stopped to talk to one other person, and this person I've been trying to set up lunch with comes up and says, Sally.
Yep.
I'm like, well, that was good timing because we had just talked the night before on Facebook as well, and so, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool, and it's a fun feeling, especially when they come up and they tell you how much enjoyment they've had out of what you've given to them, and that's really what a lot of what both of us do kind of stands for. That's the kind of the point of Fusion.
Being able to help people and not even know that you're doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and that's so much fun. Yeah, it's so much fun.
Right.
Let's see. There was something else I was going to mention with me, and I don't remember what it was now. Yeah, I don't know. I lost it.
I interrupted.
That's okay. It happened. So that's pretty much it. I mean, from the what's up phase of everything.
Which I think is really funny because one show, was it 2 weeks ago or was it the one before that? We forgot to do the what's up.
Yeah.
And we had, I think it was Laura.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up with you guys? You didn't include that. So
We were just a tidbit out of sorts. It was the last episode, 2 weeks ago. We were just kind of spacey, and we went out of order, and so we're kind of flying through, doing our thing. We get towards the end, and Laura pops in and is like, so what's up with you guys? And it's like, oh yeah, they do want to know what we're actually doing. They don't care. We love that, you know, and that goes back to the relationship side of things. You build these kind of relationships. Like, I mean, we've got relationships with Rhonda and with Laura and, you know, Gabrielle, and Joseph's been on here, and
I
all
think
these
Amy's on today.
Yeah, Amy being on today. You know, we've built relationships with so many of these people that it's really cool, because you realize that they do want to know what's going on in our lives. And that's where a lot of this really comes into play. A lot of the stuff that we're doing is the idea of people want to buy from who they know, like, and trust. And the know is the first phase of it. People got to know who you are. And it's not just what your products are. It's the relationship. It's the getting to know the personality. And, I mean, like, I always tend to pop up the whole thing. If you're a dog lover, you got points in my system. That's plain and simple. You know, and that's one of the things. I can pick out a dog lover any day. And instantly, I'm going to like them. And if I have a choice between somebody who's a dog lover and somebody who's not, I'm probably going to choose the dog lover most of the time. You know, and it really doesn't matter about the product as much.
Right.
You know, and that's what all this stuff is about. You know, getting out there, building the relationships with people. And that's one thing where we love that. You know, definitely, you know, connect with us. You know, come down and watch a show or come to the mixer.
Or find us on social media.
Find us on all the social media stuff. You know, connect with us. Say hi. Let us know. One person, matter of fact, actually just 2 days ago, Debbie is somebody that we haven't heard from for a while.
Debbie Wessel.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to her for a while. And so I popped in and I was like, you know what? I haven't heard from Debbie for a while. And she's one that's usually a regular on the show. And I noticed we hadn't seen her. So I popped over on Facebook and said, hey, Debbie, haven't seen you for a while. Just want to touch base, make sure everything's okay.
Right.
So we start this conversation back and forth, and she's just been busy. But it's that whole building the relationship. We have a comment on here from Girlfriend Quiz Alliance, which would be Amy. You guys rock. Thank you very much. I like to hear that. Especially considering that's one of the terms that I like to use all the time.
Yes. I've met a lot of people because Eli's posted on Twitter that I rock, and everybody's like, I know who you are.
That's how you met Jim.
That's how I met Jim.
Yeah. And it's so fun. I mean, that's really what it is. This stuff is fun. And you've got to have fun with what you're doing. That's really, I can't count how important that is.
Right. And if you're not having fun or you're having a bad day, find somebody that will pick you up, make a phone call, meet up for lunch, do something, but get it out of your system and lift yourself to a better place. Because when you're having fun, more people want to be around you anyways, and if more people want to be around you, whether that be your friends, your customers, your family, everything else, everything starts getting better from there anyways.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You know, and we're always available. You know, give us a holler. You know, look on any of the social media sites, or shoot us an email or anything. And if you have
Foursquare, you can find us really easy.
Yeah, get on Foursquare. Okay, this is a new one. We've been playing with this for the last few weeks. Go to Foursquare, F-O-U-R, I'm not going to spell square, .com. Cindy will pop it up there. But go there, sign up for an account there, and you can pretty much find out where we are. So it's usually where we're out having dinner, which the four of us tend to do. Mike and Sally and Cindy
and
myself.
Unless we check in off the grid so that my kids don't find out where I'm at the moment, because they thought we were somewhere else.
Yeah, but you get a lot of times you can find out where we're out and kind of come in, say hi. You know, we're always available for stuff like that.
Well, Mike and I post out a lot. Hey, here's where we're going for dinner. Anybody want to join us? Come on out. So
yeah. So
you're the dog lover. I'm all in on going out to eat. So join us. We're friends.
Very much so. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and talk about what our topic is for the day.
Yep.
Alrighty.
So which one of us will start this one?
I'm gonna let you start with it.
Well,
I kind of take things over a lot.
Do you want to tell them what it is?
Okay. Alright, so our topic of the day is fake it till you make it. And we've got a lot of controversy over this one. A lot of people were confused as far as what it is. And there's I've gotten some lashback already when we haven't even had the show yet.
Right, right.
Which is good, because I like controversy. That makes it fun.
Right. Well, you know, people are paying attention.
Exactly, yeah. But the idea of the whole fake it till you make it, success, business success,
right,
personal success, whatever. Kind of from a nutshell standpoint, the idea is that you've always got to act as if. James Allen is where that actually came from. One of the motivational, positive guys. I think he was like 1900s, if I remember correctly. I'm not sure. But he came up with the concept of act as if, which is that you always act as if you've already made the success that you want to become. Which means that you don't stress about the we don't have the money, or don't stress about the I can't do that. Always act as if you can.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't mean, you know, go through and buy a $1 million home when you got $20 in the bank. But, you know, getting out there and being positive, becoming...
And it's not being deceptive or lying either.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Don't hear that, because I think that's probably some of the...
That's where a lot of it is.
A little of controversy that's come up before the show is, oh, fake it till you make it. Okay, I'm supposed to lie to people? No, don't lie.
Right. You're not lying to people. It's a matter of the mindset side of it, how you act around other people. And we talked about this before, but as a perfect example, we do this in the networking world when you come up to somebody, hey, how's it going? And it sucks. No, you don't do that.
Wrong answer.
You know, wrong answer. You know, it's great. It's awesome. You know, I mean, of course, I'm known for great, awesome, it rocks. You know, those kind of things.
Get better every day.
Get better every day, which is a really good one. Because if you're having a really bad day, you can always do the whole, it's getting better every day. Because if you're having a bad day, it's going to have to get better pretty much. But
you're in really big trouble.
Yeah, pretty, yeah.
Call
that friend. Yeah, give us a holler. But you've gotta have that positive thinking, because if you're wallowing in the negativity, what's going to end up happening with it is it's just going to keep drawing you down, and it's also going to attract the negative people to you also. Where if you're in that positive, you know, it's awesome, you know, even getting better every day, you know, because the more you say that, the more you think that, what ends up happening is your brain gets reprogrammed to that positive mindset. What ends up happening, you end up being happier, you start showing that happiness, and it starts attracting more happy people to you. I mean, it's a pretty basic concept in itself.
It really is.
Most
it
people
really
don't
is.
Get it. I mean, I have a scenario, and I'm not going to mention any names, but this is actually something that happened just yesterday, literally. Somebody was complaining about the fact that this networking group that we were in, they hadn't gotten any leads for like 9 months. And part of the problem with that was not that she didn't get any leads, and I understand the frustration with that. I've been there before. But you've got to look at so much more than that. You know, what are you doing to build the relationships with those people? How are you coming in and portraying yourself as a happy, positive person? That is somebody who is an expert in your industry to build the trust, to build the likability.
Are you investing in building the relationship?
Exactly.
Right.
And so that's actually, I was speaking yesterday with that, and so I put that out there. It's like, you've got to put that out there to be happy, be the expert, get to know the people that are around you, because then it's going to attract them. You know, that's the law of attraction, basic 101.
So they loaded you with ammunition on a day you're the presenter.
Oh, yeah, which is always a dangerous thing. But, yeah, we got into the conversation of what are you doing to take action? What are you doing to be positive and get people excited about it? Because if people aren't excited about what you do, then you're not going to get business. You have to be excited first, because then it ends up being that whole viral thing. And it is contagious. Happiness is contagious. Very much
well,
so.
Well, and if you go around, let's say you are having a challenged week. You don't have all the business that you want. And somebody asks you how you're doing. Oh, you know what? Business is just really sucking lately. Things aren't going so well. What are the odds that person is going to want to do business with you?
Correct.
They don't know if you're going to be around in a month. Yeah. Because, you know, if all you do is talk about how bad things are going,
mm-hmm.
their confidence in you is definitely going to drop
yeah.
in a big way.
And that's a huge thing, is because that if you don't have the confidence in yourself, nobody else is going to have that confidence in you. And that's where this whole concept of fake it till you make it comes in.
Right.
You have to be in the positive mindset. You've got to be smiling. If you're in a bad day and you just can't get through with it, cancel your meetings. Don't go anywhere. You know, it really, you've got to. Because if you go in there with pretty much that whole sucky attitude, without having a better word for it, then you're not going to get the sale. It's plain and simple. Let's see. with the mind of a man can conceive and believe he can achieve, put in by Terry, our video guy. Yes, that was that Napoleon? Yes, Napoleon Hill, Drink and Grow Rich, which is a required book. If you haven't read it, at least, you know, at least read it once a year.
Well, and the quote that I always bring up is, you know, whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, either way, you're right.
Correct.
You know, so if you're going out with a mindset of, oh, business is bad, and you know, and have that mindset, that attitude moving forward.
Right.
Well, I don't know if you could have that mindset and move forward together. They really don't go hand in hand. But fake it till you make it is more of that attitude of seeing the end result, focusing on where you're headed. Where do you want your business to be? And, you know, if your answer is, well, I'm on track for this, you know, it may be a track and it may be a very, very long track to get there. But if you're on the track, you still are, you know, you can make that statement.
Right.
And people want to do business with you if they see that, hey, here's your vision, here's where you're headed. People want to jump on board. They want to go along with you. They want to hang out with the successful people or those they can see that are headed towards success.
Right.
And that's what you need to let people know, that you're one of those people that they want to be around.
Now we're one of those people.
Yeah, yes. I know. But it's those. We had that conversation earlier this week, too, didn't we?
We did, yes.
That's the those.
The other those, good, yeah.
Because I think our next topic is going to be about
those
some
people,
of those people.
The other those people.
So you have to catch us in 2 weeks as well. That one will be really interesting.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, that's really what it is it's amazing how much, when you've got that attitude, and it's how you dress, how you present yourself. You know, walking into a group and just going, yeah, I'm here, hi, this is what I do. It doesn't do any good for you. It doesn't help. You got to come in. You got to be passionate about what you do. Be excited, even if you're having a bad day. You know, and we all have bad days. But like for me, I'll go in and it's amazing because I'll go in, like say whether it's a presentation or even just going to a networking event, and I'll start talking about what I do, and I get very excited and very passionate about it. And some people think I'm completely nuts, which is okay. I'm okay with that. But the other people that
you
get
are,
it,
aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not proven anywhere yet. That's why I stay away from doctors. But the people that do get it, they're just like, okay, what's up with him? I want to know more about what you're doing and what's going on. And they want to be part of that. They want to be involved. And it's amazing some of the people that you'll attract with that. Not just, you know, business, not just customers. I get, you know, the whole raving fans concept. I get people that are fans of me. They may not be customers, and that's okay. But they're excited about what I'm doing. They're excited about the fact that I'm excited about it. They love the stuff that I give away for free, which I tend to do a lot of stuff out there because I want to help out. But they become more passionate about what they do because of that. And that's where a lot of that comes in, is it's just, it blows me away when somebody comes in and is like, yeah, well, business sucks, you know, and it's like, of course, you know, yeah, business sucks, the economy sucks, get over it, move on, you know, there's opportunity out there, there's opportunity for you to step it up and have fun.
And focusing on the fact that it sucks isn't going to make it any better.
Correct, and not at all. That's one of the things that, I mean, that's another great book. Dale Carnegie, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. That was actually a book recommended by Dave Sherman. I saw him present one time and he was talking about the book. And it was phenomenal because he's talking about the book. He didn't say who it was and he didn't say anything else other than some of the contents of the book. And it talks about focusing on all the positive stuff going on and what you can do to move forward in your life, whether it be business or personal related, but focusing on those things, what are your action steps? If you're doing all those kind of things, you're too busy to be worried about the negative stuff. And what's going to happen is you're moving forward, which means you're getting closer to your goals, to that success you're looking for. That's what it's about. That's where you start getting the results that you want. It's, you know, one of the things that I've learned, no matter what you're going for, it's always going to take more money and more time than you ever expected. And that's just, it happens. But if you can have fun while you're doing it and keeping that positive forward momentum process, you will get there. It may take longer, but you will get there. But you've got to have, you know, the end goal in mind and keep, you know, just start thinking in your mind, this is who I am. I am successful. You know, for me, I am successful in teaching hundreds and thousands of business owners how to market themselves better and to keep that right mindset. I coined a new term that I'm going to start actually doing some marketing with, which is entrepreneur rock stars. And that's kind of my new thing. You know, probably what, a month and a half ago, we started talking about a bit of a transition that I've been working towards,
right,
changing my own persona to be more in tune with who I really am, which is also why you don't see me in the dress clothes every day anymore, because it never really was me. I was doing it because I thought that's what I needed to be, and I changed that to where I could say, you know what, that isn't necessarily success. For me, success is being comfortable and having fun, and that's what I'm doing right now. You know, I'm more comfortable in what I'm doing. I'm having a blast in what I'm doing. I mean, it's amazing, like, especially when I do a presentation, say, for SCORE or something, you know, because that's been a big thing for me. I get, like, this one that I just got to, the last class that I taught with them, there was a guy in there, he's paying outrageous amounts of money for his advertising, and I go through and I show him, here's the things that you need to know in order to make a successful website, and how to cut your costs on doing pay-per-click advertising, like Google AdWords stuff. And it's kind of geeky stuff, but he's doing this stuff, and he's paying outrageous amounts of money on it. And we get like halfway through, and he basically flips out. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, what did I do? Did I say something wrong? Because, I mean, he's just plain pissed. And he's like, why isn't anybody telling us this stuff? I'm like, because they suck. Sorry. You know, because...
Well, like you said, the worst thing is most of us know the stuff already.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, we were taught it, or not necessarily taught it, but it just kind of almost inherently comes.
Right.
But you don't really become aware of it until you start hearing it over and over and
yes.
over again, which is a big part of why we even started the show, is we've had a lot of these conversations. We do a lot of these thought processes for ourselves and with each other and other people that we surround ourselves with to be able to get it out to a mass of people
right.
so that they hear it over and over again so that they can be more successful with their businesses and grow them as well.
Well, and the repetition is key. I mean, that really is. You've got to consistently do it. One of the biggest things that I will recommend, go out and get a journal. And every day, write in your journal, imagine what your perfect day looks like. From the time you first wake up to the time you go to bed, and every little step in between, which that means that if you're working in a business that you love and you're passionate about, how much time are you spending in it? What are you doing with it? And who's involved with it? If you're spending more time with your family, what are you doing? You know, are you taking the dogs for a walk on the beach or whatever? Whatever that is, but write in it every day what your perfect day looks like. And I've known this for years, and I've actually done a bunch of this. And I heard it again just recently from Frank Kern, internet marketer. That was one of the things that he goes through his core influence process, and that's a piece of that. Figuring out what exactly is your perfect day. No holds barred. No ifs, ands, oh, I don't have the money, or I don't actually live here, or any of that kind of stuff. But what is your perfect day? Write that all out. And then you do that every single day. Because what ends up happening is you start reprogramming your mind. And on top of that, you start thinking about all these things that you want and what your perfect day is going to look like. And it gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling. I mean, it's not really, I can't think of a better word for it, but that's what
warm
it is.
And fuzzy.
Warm and fuzzy, yeah. But that's, yeah, Cindy's putting in here, yes, the beach definitely involved.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm good on the beach. It's in the water part, not so much for me.
I'm anywhere around water and sand. We're good. So.
Yeah. But what it does is it makes you feel good, and it makes you strive for something, because then if you start thinking that way and you're thinking that's where you want to be, then you start looking at, okay, what are the steps involved with that? And again, it's that whole act as if concept,
right.
You know,
right.
Fake it till you make it. You start slowly adding in things that would be in that perfect world. You
right.
start catering
your world
to that.
It's not going to just, you wake up the next day and bam, there it is.
Exactly.
It would be nice. I mean, you know, we all have those hopes and dreams of instant fame and overnight and whatever, but the reality is it does take time, it takes work, it takes
right.
effort, but if that effort is focused in the direction that you're wanting to get, to go, you can definitely get there.
Right.
You know, talking about, you know, fake it till you make it, I love what Mike does when he comes to a mixer, because he does work a lot of hours for another company. And then he's got this slave driver boss called me that always has him working in his other extra hours or whatever. He always says he works part-time for a car dealership and full-time for me. But usually he is off work at the dealership at 6 p.m. and our Fusion mixer start at 6 p.m.
Right.
So his last thing that he thinks about is he grabs a polo shirt from home that's not branded to the car dealership and takes it along to the mixer. Or he'll call me if he forgot and say, hey, can you bring one for me? Fantastic. If both of us are just not in position and the other shirt doesn't get there, it really bothers him because people are like, oh, you work for it. He's like, no, I don't. Because his goal is not to be there forever.
Right.
So his first thing is he doesn't want himself associated with that job. And I mean, a lot of our viewers, a lot of people that we work with, that we know, they have a full-time or a part-time income while they're building and growing their businesses.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a mindset. Don't let your job define who you are. Don't
oh, yeah.
let it take over.
Well, and anything with that, you know, anything, like, especially if you get into that day of, you know, things just aren't working right. Stuff happens. See, I censored myself in front of me. you know, stuff does happen, and remember, those are just things. They're just bumps in the road. You gotta, you know, keep the course. And we talked about that before. Keep the course. Stay focused.
Right.
And that whole fake it till you make it concept is the whole act of it. You always need to, you know, when you get up in the morning, from how you dress, and that's one thing too. And I'm not a big one on this personally, but you, the whole idea of act. You know, getting up in the morning and dressing in business clothes, even if you work at home. I personally don't like that because my goal is to not have to do that. So
right, to be comfortable.
Exactly,
right.
To be comfortable. But if that's what it takes, then do that. That you act as if you always, you know, play the part of the successful person, whatever success means to you. And this isn't just business. It doesn't mean having $1 million in the bank. It can. That's perfectly fine. That's one of my pieces. But, you know, it doesn't have to be. It can be just, you know, working 2 hours a day and spending the rest of the day with your family.
Right.
That could be a perfect, successful day to you. But you get up with that mindset of this is what it's going to be like, and you'll start making those changes.
Right.
Anything else?
So I see we have a couple comments.
We have a couple comments. Amy put in, finding your perfect day can change your biz in a heartbeat, which is great. She said she loves it.
Yep.
Cindy said the beach, definitely. She put a thing about the Dale Carnegie book. More comments. We like comments, questions, thoughts, ideas. I mean, what are you guys doing right now to do that? Well, and part of
that's a great question.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are you guys doing to do that? What are you doing to mold your perfect day and to become the success that you want to be?
Right.
That's a big question. You've got to define that. And the, like I said, the journaling, putting that together, that's a huge one. It's one of the easiest things you can do.
Even more than journaling the perfect day, having, you know, my husband and I will have what we call as dream books.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, here's a list of 100 things that we want to have, do, or become. And having that handy and referencing it often, because on the days that, you know, you're having a bad day or whatever else, pull those kind of things out, put those back into your mind to get you back in the mindset
right.
to do what you need to do
right.
to get where you need to go.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's a huge thing. That's a big help, too,
right.
is because then you can go back, and if you're having a funk of a day, which happens, just go back and start reading it and say, okay, this is who I am. This is who I am.
This
not
is
what's
I'm
going
headed.
On right now. This is where I'm headed. What do we need to do next? What are the action steps?
Right.
Terry put it in a note on it. You become what you think about most of the time. And that's a good one. And
if Mike were sitting here, you know what he would say? He's going to become a girl.
Yeah. Actually, I heard that Larry Wing is famous for that one. He's kind of goes back and forth on that, which Cindy referenced him also. Larry's whole thing is that he's kind of the anti-motivational coach. But his comment is that he doesn't necessarily believe that you become what you think about all the time. Because if that were true, he'd become Halle Berry, which is always entertaining. But that's the missing piece, is that that's like the whole law of attraction and the
right.
The mindset is that if you think it will become, not quite. You have to think about it. You have to be in that positive mindset all the time.
But you have to take action.
And that's the big thing is as you're going through and you're defining what your perfect day is and what you want to become and who you really are.
Right.
You know, I like to say that this is who I am playing right now versus who I really am, and who I really am is what I'm striving to be. That's my fake it till you make it moment. And with that, you know, you've got to go through and look at that. Where do I want to be? And then what are the next steps? What's the next logical step? If you can do one thing a day, you know, even if it's like 20 minutes a day to make that happen, then it may take a while to happen, but it will happen that way.
Right.
And that's what you're really going for.
Right, right. And I think with again, that mindset of where are you headed? Where do you want to go? You know, pull in some trusted people, some friends, some business associates that you have, and say, here's where I want to head. Here's what my end result looks like. And ask them, give them permission to give you some honest feedback of, this could be something that's stopping you. That's a
right.
difficult thing to do as the person going to be receiving it. So, I mean, you have to really be open-minded, be ready for hearing some things you might not want to hear. We've been through that process with a few different people, and you know it's not always easy, even when you're asking for it, definitely. But if you really want to get to where you're going, there you are just a lot of times blind to the things
close.
That are. You're too close to your own
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're blind to even see what's tripping you up, what's stopping you from getting there. So, you know, don't necessarily go ask you know the negative people in your life that you know no matter what. They're not happy with anything because it's not going to be as helpful. But somebody you know that would really be interested in helping you find that success. You know, I know if you and I sit down and talk and I say, okay, shoot it straight. What am I screwing up? What can I do different?
Right. And we've
whatever.
Done that before.
Yeah.
Both of us.
I don't worry that Eli is going to tell me something that is going to be bad for me, bad for my business. It may not necessarily be something I'm ready to implement, but at least I need to be ready to hear it, think about it, and make some decisions around it. So pick somebody, you know, or several somebodies who are going to give you that honest feedback, that want to see you move forward, that are going to do things that are going to be the best for you.
Yeah.
So
well, and also
that's
make
huge.
Sure that the people that you do that with are... They should be your mentors, the ones that are successful, maybe people that have already done what you're trying to do, things like that, because you do have to be careful about that. When you're asking ideas from other people, one of the things that I tend to notice is a lot of people are asking questions to the people that are not successful, are not making it, are not on the right track, and they end up, it ends up sabotaging them.
Right.
So you got to be careful about that one, you know. And that we're going to talk a little bit about that next time on the naysayers show. I'm going to thank Rhonda for that one because Rhonda came up was actually she was in a bit of a dilemma and needed a little bit of advice and that was cool that she came to Fusion.
Well, I think this will be the second topic. Actually, yeah. I think she came up with this topic.
Did she?
I think
okay.
she added this to our list.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. She's come up with a couple
yeah, she's
topics
come up with
for us.
A few of them.
By the way, anybody else watching, we're looking for topics. So, you know,
yes.
we do this show not to necessarily just sit and hear ourselves talk. Well, Eli might, but just a little bit. But we, I mean, it's really to help business owners in general. So if you've got something that you say, you know what, I would like some input, you know, brainstorm some things on the topic, whatever, shoot us ideas. I mean, we're totally open to that.
Yeah,
you know.
Definitely. We love having them. And actually, I wanna make a little comment, because the whole sitting here to listen to myself talk thing, it actually brought up, this goes along with the right topic.
Okay.
It brought up the idea of, you know, we've had the joke about, about my ego. Over my few, the last few months, we've had a conversation about this, and it's always been kind of a joke type of thing. Mm-hmm. As I'm getting more speaking gigs, and I'm aligning myself with some really big, you know, some rock stars.
Right.
And that's my goal. And, you know, as I start using this term more, and this is where my persona is going, is what I'm doing and what I'm helping everybody else do. I want to be a rock star, and I want to help others become rock stars. And that rock star means that you're successful in what you do. And part of what that is it has to go along with the attitude
and the ego.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the ego. I mean, I know that I've got some people that think, okay, he's just an egomaniac, he's an idiot, and we don't like him,
and
he's obnoxious.
And we do teach you, and it's definitely not for that. So
I know
Eli. A great guy. The ego really doesn't get in the way. It's more teasing than anything else.
And it's fun, you know.
Right.
But I noticed that as that ego starts coming through, I'm seeing more success, and I'm seeing that I'm attracting more of the right people to me, and I'm having more fun, and I'm helping other people do this too.
Well, and with ego comes confidence, and we mentioned that earlier. When you're exceeding that confidence in yourself, other people naturally have confidence in you as well.
Right.
So, you know, if you're going to sit back and, I think I can help you, you're not going to get the confidence. You're
right.
Not going to get the business, because if you're not sure that you can help somebody else, and if you're not 100% confident, almost cocky sure, mm-hmm. that you can help somebody, they surely are not, because they're always going to be less confident in you than you are in yourself.
Right.
So,
well, and
it has to show through.
Yeah, it's got to show through. And, I mean, do you really want to buy a product from somebody that hums and haws, and they're like, well, I'm not really sure, and, yeah, I think I can help you. No, not really. I mean, if your heart surgeon came in and did that, would you hire him? No. You know, you got to get somebody that you know is confident. And it's kind of funny, you know, speaking of the score presentations and all the speaking gigs that I'm doing with them, I actually had somebody come to me one time in the middle of the group, and there's like 20 people in the room. She's like, so, you know, I'm hearing exactly the opposite from other people from what you're telling us right now. And I'm like, yeah, you're going to, because everybody in what I'm teaching, there's 101 different opinions. Some of them are right, some of them are wrong. You know, I'm not going to say who's right or wrong in that, but there's different ways to do things, and not everybody has the right solution. And it's also, you know, the right solution for you, what that works for you. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. You're going to find some other people. This is the way that I know. Here's my experience with it. If you don't want to believe me, that's okay. You spent, you know, money to be here and not listen to me. It's not my problem. I get paid either way. Actually, I don't get paid for those. But you know.
What was the phrase I said last night? You know, well, some people have the right to be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and that's fine.
Right, we're all different.
But when it comes, and it comes to that ego, and especially when you're looking at the confidence versus cocky, you know, with me, it is definitely a confidence. It's borderline.
Better than.
No, and it's
that's
not.
The difference.
And that is a key
that's
point.
That's the difference.
Because it's not that the ego has nothing to do with me feeling like I'm better than anybody else. It's a matter of me feeling better than what I was. I'm confident in what I do. I'm confident in my knowledge. I'm confident in how I can help people. And I'm confident in my success, in what's going to happen, what is happening. You know, it's not even a matter of what's going to happen. It is happening. It's just, you know, it's not a day or night, you know. It's like what Sally said, not the instant gratification, because there is no such thing. I mean, you think of the most successful people in the world, and one of the phrases that I love hearing is the overnight success that took 10 years to make.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's laying the groundwork. It's all the foundation that's being built that we're doing today.
And that's what this really is all about. I mean, the whole act as if, fake till you make it, it's the idea of becoming confident and positive in what you do and developing that ego. You should have your ego. You should be very confident and very passionate about what you do, no matter what it is. That is really what it boils down to.
And quite honestly, if you are having success and moving forward and becoming successful, people are going to see you as a threat. You're going to cause more ripples, more waves, more controversy.
Very much so.
You know, for lack of a better way, if people are getting upset with you, you're making a difference.
Right.
If people, you know, if it's wishy-washy one way or the other, they can take it, they can leave it, you're not really even making an impact.
Right.
You know, I know I'm usually pretty good at with the relationship side of things, and there's not too many people that I don't think I really offend too many people, but I have a playful side of me that's
right.
a little different, and I got somebody a little upset this week, and, you know, it was not anything that was meant to do, and, you know, it was all on the topic about, you know, who is Bob, and, you know.
And that's going to happen along the way. I mean, you're going to irritate some people, especially if you are confident.
And if you're in different mindsets and different places in your life, in your business, and in everything else.
Very, very much so. That's going to make a huge piece for you. So, I think that pretty much wraps everything up. I mean, if you have any other questions or anything, please pop them in there. Questions, thoughts, ideas, comments, any of that kind of stuff. We like an interactive audience. The whole point of a chat window. So we have you guys talking to us. Come in, join the conversation. Be part of it.
They just see we can talk without having anybody else talking to us.
I can talk for hours or days. So here's a couple of things. Kind of a recap. Number one, start journaling. I mean, that's one of the easiest things you can do. Go pick up any kind of journal, but a Moleskine. I like those. That particular brand works really well. And carry it with you all the time, at least once a day. Go in there and write a page about what your perfect day looks like. And start doing it on a regular basis. That'll make a big difference.
And if you're having a bad day, and you will, trust me, you will.
Do
whatever you need to do to leave it at home if you're going to a meeting. You know the whole thing of, you know, in the traditional days when business ownership was not such a big thing and people came home from the office, it's like, leave the office at the office.
Right.
Leave the bad attitude when you go to work for you. Don't take it with you. It is a dangerous thing to play with.
Yes,
dangerous.
Very much so.
So much.
Yeah. Alrighty, so hopefully we'll see you guys next Wednesday at our mixer. Again, that is Fox and Hound, 6 to 9 p.m. Come in at any point, doesn't really matter. Show up, have lots of business cards, a great attitude, and bring a friend or so. A couple comments we have here. Rhonda puts in, awesome show. I needed this. Thank you, Rhonda. We love you. You are awesome. And Amy puts in, fabulous show, which is great. We appreciate you guys.
Famous, that would be cool, too.
Yeah, famous would be cool. You know, and that's something
we'll
else,
take
too.
Fabulous for
you
now.
Definitely, you know, help us out with this, because we're trying to get more viewers and more stuff going on with this. You know, pop this out on Facebook, pop this out to your friends.
Amy did that today.
Yeah.
I appreciate that so much.
Thank you, Amy. We do appreciate that. But share this out with everybody you know. I mean, you can always go back and rewatch the shows on the Ustream page or on our website. We are still working on the podcasting, taking a little longer than we've had because we've been so swamped. But that's another thing, you know, get it out there, share it with your friends. You want to get more people on the show, get more interaction. And if you know people that love this kind of stuff, send them to our Facebook page, sign up for the list, because we do have an email that goes out every day. If you go to whatisthefusion.com, if you're not on the list currently, you can actually sign up. You see Terry on there. Oh, Terry has something real quick to say.
Oh.
We forgot. Okay, so a couple more minutes.
Yes. Everybody's been wanting to see Terry.
Everybody's been wanting
to
see Terry. So.
Hi. Everybody say hi.
We're on autopilot.
We are.
Okay, so last week, or last show, 2 weeks ago, you had a story you wanted to share with us. And I do apologize. We spaced it off. So I'm going to let you tell us your story of, what was our topic last time? I forgot.
So it has to do with think it till you make it.
Okay. He was ready for the show.
It was attitude.
I was videotaping a tremendous speech by a tremendous speaker. His name was Charlie Tremendous Jones.
Ooh.
And he went up, the first thing he said, he told a story. And he said, by the way, he said, never tell a story without making a point. He said, if you're going to make a point, tell a story.
Right.
So I'm going to tell a story to make a point about fake it till you make it.
Cool. Go for it.
This guy was coming down the mountain in a race car. He's maybe about 35, 36 years old, like somebody I know. Just a roaring down the mountain. And he comes around the corner and bam! He just hits an elk. Runs right into the elk. Knocked the elk clear across the highway. Knocked him into the ditch. Threw him out of the car, actually. And he tried to get up and he couldn't. His legs were paralyzed. His arm was broken. Had a bad back. Mm-hmm. He was hurt. And the elk was making even more noise than him.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the highway patrolman came. Slammed on his brakes, kind of saw what happened, and he went over to see if someone needed some help, and the elk was there, just making all kinds of noise. Patrolman took out his gun and shot the elk, put him out of his misery. And then he walked across the street, and he saw the guy land there, and he hadn't holstered his weapon yet. He said, how are you? And the guy looks up, hurting like he was, and he said, I'm great. I'm just fine. How are you?
That's funny. I like that one.
That's the point. Yes. You make it, but... And then he recovered a lot faster and did pretty well.
A whole lot faster.
That's my story.
I like that. It's very cool.
So for those of you that have been wanting to meet Terry, came on... So we're gonna start doing this more often. You can come in and share some stories.
I don't know. I'll see.
Very cool. Alrighty, so we are at the top of the hour. So thank you guys very much. We really appreciate the show. Again, share it out. Let people know what's going on. You can always go back and rewatch the shows at any point on Ustream and on our own website. And send in comments, thoughts, and ideas. You can contact us on Facebook. Send us an email. We don't care how you contact us. Just be part of the conversation.
Yep.
Love you guys.
And whatisthefusion.com.
Yes, whatisthefusion.com.
Find us there. You can, all of our social media links, everything is right in one location. You can find everything.
Yeah, very much so. All right, thank you guys. We appreciate it. Get out there and make it an awesome week.
And we'll see you next time. You don't have to. No.